Stop talking about camels and their noses. This is a truck-only tolling proposal. Do you support it, yes or no? No is the answer for some. It's a slippery slope. That's not answering the question.
Wow. He doesn't like that idea that a few tolls could lead to more tolls. Just like he doesn't think having a male and female rabbit living together could lead to some more bunnies coming. Let's talk to Tom Scott, former state senator, permanent political guru. Tom, it's an exciting day for the plunderers, isn't it?
Well, you know, Todd, I kind of felt like the skunk at the garden party when I was last on with you, because it was in the immediate aftermath of the Senate Democrats telling the governor to go fry ice. But I was still concerned and indicating to you and your audience that this thing is not over yet, and sure enough, it's not.
You were making the right point, even though the timing of it wasn't particularly the best. But the alert to never trust that they will go away and leave folks alone with their money, that's never going to happen, right?
Well, they just keep coming, and they do this 24/7, you know. The problem with our side is we just want to be left alone, and we don't do this full time. We rely on citizen volunteers to fight against almost 30 well-funded left of center special interest groups, and so it's a big hill to climb for our side. But I really think that the anti-toll people have to be very, very direct in their messaging at this point, and not get into the weeds about trucks versus anything else. A vote for tolls is a vote for tolls is a vote for tolls, period. And don't get bogged down on the truck issue, because all we see here with the Democrats in the Senate in particular is a tactical retreat. They're going to be coming back in collaboration with the House Democrats and the governor, and they will support this. I can almost guarantee you they will have 18 votes in the state Senate for this.
There was also a interesting line from Matt Ritter, the majority leader, about Len Fasano. I'm hoping I have it queued up here. Listen.
We've acknowledged that Senator Fasano has a plan out there that we're intrigued by, maybe not to the tune of $1.6 billion.
So it's not just Democrats, but it's also the Senate Republican leader conspiring for the big government plan.
Well, you know, Ritter also said that this trucks-only proposal will withstand a legal challenge, so says Supreme Court Justice Matt Ritter. What I think is going to happen here, Todd, is it's going to take a little while to get the gantries up if this thing passes, which I think it, you know, is a strong possibility. And if they lose in court, they'll switch on a dime and say, well, now we got to tax everybody. And it's just a matter of flipping a switch, and now we take in all vehicles, not just trucks.
Why do you say there's a strong possibility that the trucks only will now pass? Why, because you're shocking people around the state, Tom.
Well, listen, first of all, they never go away. Ritter, let me be blunt. Ritter is a dope. The Speaker of the House, Arasimowitz, is brighter than Ritter. Ritter's like little Matt Ritter. That's kind of what he's known as at the Capitol. But let me tell you who behind the scenes is no doubt very involved in this at this point. And that's Senator Martin Looney, the senator from New Haven, the most powerful senator in Hartford, a guy who's been there 37 years, somebody we've talked about many times. He's a smart guy. And there's no way that they would have stepped out yet again with another toll proposal if they weren't in collaboration with the Senate Democrats to get the 18 votes they need.
Okay, that makes sense that they would have had this dance already pre-choreographed. And how does Len Fasano's proposal play into all that?
Well, useful idiot comes to mind, but maybe that's a little too harsh for a lot of Republicans to hear out there. But, you know, reality hurts sometimes, and this is a time when we need to be brutally honest about everything. Fasano has been wittingly or unwittingly giving aid and comfort to these people from almost the very beginning. And at a minimum, his timing was off. when he came out the day after the Senate Democrats announced the votes weren't there to pass the governor's proposal. And there was Fasano, the leader of the Senate, the Republican leader of the Senate, throwing a lifeline to the governor and being praiseworthy of the governor at the press conference and raiding, proposing a plan, a scheme that would raid the rainy day fund, something Fasano and Republicans have always said they were against doing. So now, because trucks only fall way short of the number the governor needs, now they can, with Republican support, at least Fasano's support, can go into the rainy day fund and use these one-shot revenues, and get the ball rolling on this in an effort to try to get the federal matching.
Oh, so he's set them up for a nice priming of the pump by taking money out of the rainy day fund. And it's already got Republican endorsement because Len Fasano's been out there parading it around as his idea.
Yeah, and remember, I've said many, many times, we have to understand the relationships and the dynamic and the history here. Fasano is very, very close to Martin Looney. Even though Martin Looney knows that Fasano's a big chump and he's happy to use him, and they are using him, which is why you're going to hear Fasano's name come up time and time and time again in the context of raiding the rainy day fund. And the other part of this...
Well, hold on one sec, Tom. We've just got to get our traffic weather, and then we can get part two of your argument there. Yes, it's former State Senator Tom Scott. WTIC, talking to Tom Scott, political observer, analyzer, pundit extraordinaire. After Tom, we'll take calls up until 6 o'clock, 860-522-9842. All right, Thomas, part two of your points.
Well, Todd, in the end, we have to keep coming back to something you talk about a lot, and that's spending, because nowhere in the Fasano plan or the Democrat plan do we address spending. In the immediate aftermath of the income tax, the legislature threw a bone to the taxpayers because they knew how angry we were, and they gave us a constitutional amendment that we the people voted on, which capped spending in theory. And we were told that it would be foolproof, there was no way around it, and so forth. Well, the state employee pension fund, which we know is bankrupt, is off budget. In other words, it's not subject to the spending, the constitutional spending cap. So what Fasano proposed, and the Democrats said, gee, that's not a bad idea. What Fasano proposed was using rainy day funds. Those are kind of sacred dollars that are there in case we have another huge downturn. That money would then be put into the pension fund to pay down a little bit of that debt. But it's spending, isn't it? That spending is outside of the spending cap. So Fasano is giving the Democrats a way to get around the spending cap yet again. And it's a short-term solution if you're one of them, right? It allows you to balance the budget. But in reality, they're harming our state's economy and our bond ratings yet again. And then what do we do in year two or year three? More taxes, higher taxes, more fees, new fees to pay for this skullduggery.
Well, eventually the state runs out of money. It goes belly up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, which is why I think when rank-and-file Republicans take a hard look at what Fasano actually proposed, I think they will resist. And again, Fasano hopefully will be dangling all by himself out there again, just as he was when he was playing footsie with the governor on tolls that included cars. But the bottom line is, elections matter, and we're not going to reduce the size and scope of government. We're not going to reduce taxes, never mind prevent new taxes, until we elect new people that get it. And 2020 is our next shot at this, and it may be our last shot to elect more people who are fiscally conservative.
What do you mean, last shot?
Well, because look how far we've gone. Look how far the debt is. Look how far in debt the pension system is in the state of Connecticut. If we give these guys a massive new revenue source without reducing spending, where do we find ourselves in 2 and 3 and 4 years from now? It will be almost impossible to roll back the size and scope of government in a way, because as many of us are fleeing Connecticut, in other words, taxpayers, and more people are coming to Connecticut who don't pay taxes, that tipping point is going to be reached sooner than later if it hasn't already.
Well, it's a scary kind of dystopia that you're presenting for the future of the state. But
just
aren't there other ways that voters might rebel? Voters might just look at it and say, because if you look at the economy right now, Tom, the economy in the state of Connecticut is already anomalous. It's in a region where economic boom is taking place and it's barely growing here. That is wearing people down.
Yeah, it is, Todd, but I'll go back to something I said earlier a few moments ago, which is those of us who don't want tolls need to keep it simple. Don't get bogged down in the details. Make sure that the politicians understand, that we understand, and that the public will understand that a vote for tolls, no matter what the bill currently says, is ultimately a vote to tax everybody in the state of Connecticut who drives any vehicle of any size and shape and model. Mm-hmm. And that it's not about trucks, it's about putting tolls ultimately all over the state of Connecticut, not just bridges, and all vehicles, not just trucks.
All right, Tom.
So that's the vote. That's the vote we'll be watching. A vote for tolls is a vote for everybody, a vote to tax everybody.
All right, we've got to figure out how to make that a little more poetic. We need a rhyme. Once we get to that, we'll all be repeating it.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Anytime.
Always an inspiration to talk to Tom Scott. 860-522-9842. So to recap, Democrats in the House announced today that they have a plan for tolls, and that plan for tolls, their new plan for tolls, is trucks only. The governor's old plan for tolls, the lie he told during the election to win the election, which he then flipped on as soon as he got into office. You remember that? So that's where we are. And then Len Fasano said, well, these guys are foolish. This is a half-baked plan. We don't know what they're going to do with it. It doesn't have costs. It's not fleshed out. Well, that's their favorite kind of plan. That doesn't sound like much of a criticism. The governor says, oh, this is terrific. Let's get everybody together. Now that everybody is proposing a new plunder plan, let's work it out together.